1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Well, so much is going on in the news, but the question really comes down to it. We can see all of that. You can be concerned about health care and where your dollars are going to go, and if you're going to have good health insurance, and or are the good doctors actually going to stick around much, knowing that things might change a little bit. Well, of course, it can be a little unnerving. But the reality is this, is that if two-thirds or 80% or so of the health challenges that we deal with, okay, that we get diagnosed with on a regular basis, if we know that they're more lifestyle-related than anything else, then we don't have to wait for a new healthcare system or worry about a new healthcare system. We don't have to worry about what things might be coming down the pipe that we can't control, like a flesh-eating bacteria. But what we do is we can control are our choices every single day. And that's what it comes down to. So my question to you is, are you exercising like you know you should? Are you eating well, better than you did yesterday? Are you drinking more water? Are you resting? Are you making better choices for yourself so that when your kids watch, they can see someone to be an example of? So are we setting not only good choices for ourselves so that we can live a healthy life and that we can thrive and we can have energy and not have the aches and pains and age well and create an example for our kids to be able to watch and follow? Or are we creating a situation where we're not, and we're just kind of living for ourselves and not setting an example and not living the kind of life that we were designed to live because we were designed to be healthy. Do you know that? And the reality is that if we're not making good decisions for our health and if we're not walking in that, then we're not going to be able to have the kind of health that we're looking for. So if it's cancer or diabetes or heart disease or depression or anxiety, whatever it might be, realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. And the choices that we make every single day, they matter. Joe in Manassas, Virginia says, I've been diagnosed with low blood platelets and low white and red blood cell counts. Can you help? It depends. I mean, that can mean several things, Joe. So depending on what your doctor has you doing, a lot of times when you have low blood platelets, a lot of times you can be low in vitamin K. And so a lot of the dark leafy green vegetables can be really helpful. Kale, spinach, collard greens, all those sort of turnip greens, they can all be very good. And, of course, they're going to naturally raise vitamin K levels, so a great way to do that. You can supplement with it as well. But really, the vegetables are a great way to go. Now, the red blood cell count is a different animal. It could be iron, could be B12, and you could have an iron storage issue with ferritin levels. So that's where, again, digging a little bit deeper, whether it is with your physician or someone that really looks into blood work based on more of a nutritional analysis, might be good to do that and really figure out what's going on. Because if you've got low red blood cell counts, it can mean a host of things. And if they didn't tell you any type of diagnosis within that, they just said the levels were low, then it probably is, you know, one of those things. But I'm sure that if it is, and it was relevant, that the doctors would have mentioned something to you. So just something to think about. You want to keep that in line. And the low white blood cell count, just so you know, little FYI, is that when the white blood cell count is low, many times it's kind of a normal seen on a blood test. And a lot of people, a lot of doctors and clinicians won't really freak out too much when they see that, because it's pretty much a normal variant, as we call it. So wouldn't let that worry you too much It all is about the big picture anyway. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com. You can send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And our wellness provider network is a network of healthcare professionals that believe all this lifestyle and nutritional-based talk that we talk about here on the show. And, of course, they can apply it to your life. And it's growing around the country, so it's exciting to see this network that's been developed to be able to coach you and walk you through your health challenges and really just to help you with lifestyle and help you improve your overall quality of life. 888-283-7272. We're going to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi there, darling.
Hi. So I went to give blood, and they said that my iron was too low and I couldn't give blood. And I'm tired all the time, so I thought, well, okay, maybe that's part of what why I'm tired all the time. So I'm trying to figure out why I'm low in iron.
It's kind of like, there you go.
Yeah.
And so have you been to your doctor? Well, you went to give blood. Did you ever go to your physician and have a little powwow about that?
I haven't. I'm set up for a physical next week, which was already scheduled. So
yeah, just wait till you get over there. I mean, even if the red blood cell counts are low, I would have them run a couple of extra blood tests at your physical. There is what's called a TIBC, which is total iron binding capacity. It'll tell your iron levels, but it'll also show other issues, and meaning that it can show if there's a storage problem or if there's an issue along those lines. You can also see with the test called MMA, big long word, just remember MMA, that's really good for B12 levels. Folic acid can show you if there's a storage issue within the B12 as well. And so those two kind of go hand in hand, and that can be helpful. A lot of times if you have low iron, you can have one or the other, or you can have a combination of both. And so it's good to look at both of those and kind of figure out, okay, well, this is kind of where I'm at and what kind of game plan do I need. And it's kind of similar for both as far as things like dark leafy green vegetables, red meat, which a lot of people think is so horrible for you. But if it's grass-fed and hormone-free, it's actually really good for you. And there's so many nutrients that we get out of red meat that's phenomenal for our health. So that's just a couple of things to think about. And it does take time. It's not going to happen overnight. But I would go to your doctor, let them kind of look at things, and I would mention those tests to them. And then they say, oh, well, you don't really need to do that. I can just do a CBC and be fine. But just be kind of adamant, because I'm telling you, those two tests will actually get a little bit more definitive. It can give kind of a false reading of what's really there. The MMA is more of a long-term B12 level and how it's been doing for the long term, not the short term. So, anyway, a couple things to think about. That foods will really make a difference, depending on how low it is. And I know you're tired all the time. You know, supplementation can help. But things like blackstrap molasses are known to be really good for raising iron levels. I mean, there's a host of things that can really help. But look for it from your diet so much, not so much more from supplements and that sort of thing. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
I wanted to know what your thoughts were as far as ALA, alpha lipoic acid, if I'm saying that correctly. I was told specifically that it may help me with my insulin resistance due to PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Actually, they've been doing a lot of studies on ALA. And alpha lipoic acid is great for people that deal with type 2 diabetes. And interestingly enough, with PCOS, which is what you're dealing with, there's a lot of similarities between how type 2 diabetes is treated and PCOS, because they found, of course, the insulin resistance that happens within that, it can be a huge factor. So I'll tell you a little bit more in detail when we come out of this break, talking about alpha lipoic acid and the results it can have with PCOS.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. They almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Talking with Stacy and just talking about some issues with specifically with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, has insulin resistance to it where the body doesn't handle blood sugar very well. And, of course, testosterone is increased in females, and it can cause excessive weight gain. So, Stacy, when did you get diagnosed with it? How recently has that happened, or has it been for quite a while?
No, it's been quite a while. I got diagnosed in mid to late 90s. But being much younger then, I didn't have the weight gain problems that I do now. The last 2 years is when it's just, I've always been able to maintain. It's taken a lot to do that, but now doing the same thing a little more actually, and I'm not even able to maintain. I'm gaining probably about 20 pounds a year the last 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And my since I went vegetarian, my cholesterol has gotten better. It's still a little elevated because that's also, you know, part of the PCOS, the high blood pressure, which has gotten better but still runs high but not nearly what it used to. And this is just from, you know, the basic blood profiles that they do. And the last time I went to the doctor, I'm not offered insurance at my job currently, so it was a couple years ago, and I lost my job in 2009, and he told me that I could do high-impact aerobics for 6 hours a day, and that was just to maintain my weight. So it was very... not what I wanted to hear. He basically told me that there's no hope. And I know that's not true because there's many other women that have this, you know, the syndrome. And, you know, that's how I heard about the ALA, the alpha lipoic acid. And I'm not sure on, you know, how much of it or, you know, will it really work? And my blood sugar has actually gotten better, but again, it's still high too. So I'm trying to find some natural ways to fight this, you know, because I refuse to believe that there's nothing I can do. And 6 hours a day of aerobics with a knee that needs replacing just isn't going to happen.
No. No, that's true.
I mean, I still do my walking, you know, I still do my speed walking and I do light weights, but that's just not, you know, reasonable, you know, six hours a day. And I thought he was kidding, but he wasn't. He was in all seriousness.
No,
he told me that, you know,
that's true.
I get older, it's going to progress, you know, and I'll start having the weight gain problems, which is, you know, when I seen him is when it first, you know, the weight gain problems were first starting.
Oh, yeah. No, it's an issue. And I guess the one piece that I've already heard you say that really I want to ask you a couple of questions, because PCOS it's a big issue. A lot of people struggle with it. A lot of women do. And we're seeing it more and more. And hormone issues, obviously, are running rampant. It comes down to diet and lifestyle over a period of time. There's some genetic involvement with it, but it's not just all genetic. There's a huge piece of that that comes down with lifestyle. So why don't you do this? Why don't you tell me what you eat on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And the reason I want to know is I'm going to see how much carbohydrate you're taking in and if you're really working against yourself. So go ahead and hit me with it.
Okay, I'll use the past week because I pretty much stayed the same. The only thing that really varies would be dinner. Breakfast is usually either two pieces of toast with some jam or an English muffin with an egg. And then lunch is always a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then dinner, actually for the past 3 nights, I have had boiled cabbage, carrots, celery, potatoes with couscous. That's it. Snacks is bananas, apples, and some pretzel sticks.
All right, let me just tell you something right now, okay? If you continue to eat this, you are going to continue to gain 20 pounds every 2 months from here on out. That diet is setting you up for disaster.
But I'm eating healthy food, good food.
No, you're not. I'm telling you right now, that diet is setting you up to fail.
Why is that?
Because everything you're eating
meat now from my friend, because I won't buy it from the stores. That's where farm produced stuff. I just won't.
It's okay. There's all kinds of options out there, and I'm just telling you, I'm shooting you straight because you need to know this. If you walked into any of our wellness providers, I mean, and they saw that, they would completely just revamp everything. And I'm going to tell you why. Because everything you're eating is carbohydrate. okay, except for the PB&J. It's got a little bit of peanut butter on it, which has got mold in it, which is really tough on your digestive tract and really bad for allergies. But that's beside the point. That's like the least thing I'm worried about. What I'm concerned about is you're eating three meals a day, your snacks in between, everything is carbohydrate, and the one thing you don't want to do is eat a lot of carbohydrate. And that's what your entire diet is. And not only that, it's higher glycemic carbohydrates, which means it's throwing your blood sugar all over the place. And so let me just switch something. Are you good? Could you possibly do fish and eggs? Would you go back to that?
Say that again, please.
Do you do eggs? Do you do fish?
I don't like fish, and I'm allergic to shellfish.
Well, shellfish is different than regular fish, like salmon or tuna.
Yeah, I've tried it, and really it was, I mean, after the first bite, I had to hold my nose, and I would, you know, only eat it because it's, you know, so good with the omega-3s.
Right.
You know, right. And I'll admit I'm no chef, so.
It's okay.
Cooking,
you don't need to be.
Cooking is not my strong point.
Are you against chicken and turkey completely? Or you have like
I ate chicken until probably about a year ago. I ate chicken as well.
All right, let me throw this at you, okay? We have a program, and it's my book is called Empowering Your Health, and we've got leads you from A to Z on how to get healthy, and it really breaks everything down on how to revamp your life. For you, the anti-inflammatory diet is going to be key. Lean quality proteins at every meal, including breakfast. That's chicken, fish, eggs, that sort of thing, whatever you like, okay, kind of pick. There's a whole set of food groups. And then you've got to make sure your carbohydrates come from fruits and vegetables, but only things like berries and broccoli and asparagus and that sort of thing. Cutting the grains completely out, and then snacks in between should be a small handful of nuts, maybe some carrots or whatnot combined, and then your lunch should be another piece of chicken, fish, eggs, and some vegetables. And so on. So revamping everything is important. And the alpha lipoic acid is good. Let me just say that. But it's not the issue that you have. Your diet is the issue.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget our wellness provider network is a team of healthcare providers, natural healthcare providers around the country that are coming together to help you live the life you were designed to live. Lifestyle-based care, nutritional-based care, taking you by the hand and coaching you along the way. That's what this whole thing is about. It's about teaching you the things that you don't know. And many times we think we eat healthy, we exercise enough, we drink enough water, we're doing the right things. And then lo and behold, we realize, oh my goodness, I thought I was living healthy and I thought I was doing the right things. See, many times if there's a fire, we think we've got a bucket of water. It looks like a bucket of water. May not smell like a bucket of water. So you take the bucket of water and you toss it on the fire, and all of a sudden the flame gets bigger and bigger. And you can't figure out why. It's because you've been putting gasoline on the fire the entire time when you were hoping that it was water to put the fire out. And so we keep feeding things. By putting the wrong kind of foods in our bodies, we keep feeding the fire of these issues that are going on inside of our bodies. By not exercising properly and efficiently, we continue to have these issues within our bodies, and the body begins to break down. And because of that, we're not living the life that we really need to be living. We don't have the health that we really deserve. So it's about making some choices, making some shifts in our life so we can really, really learn how to thrive and really function at a peak level. Because it's getting to the place now where you got to stop doing what you're doing and being so broken down to the place where you don't feel like there's any hope. You can't get any better. It is what it is. It's your genetics. It's what grandma and grandpa passed down. And It just is what it is. It doesn't have to be that way. Life can be better. You can be better. But we have to make new decisions for our health and for our life. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Lisa, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, darling?
I call. I just would like some direction from you, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
I am relatively very healthy and very active, but lately at night when I'm sleeping, I wake up several times in the night and I'm in a cold sweat, and then I wake up in the morning and I have an excruciating headache, so I don't know. My body's obviously screaming at me, wake up, do something different, but I'm not sure if I need to go to a ENT doctor or, you know, if it's hormonal or if it's, you know, lifestyle or what.
Yeah, so, okay, so talk to me now. You wake up, how often does this happen? Every day?
Just about, yeah, at night usually. And then in the mornings, my head is just killing me when I wake up. But after I get up and, you know, I usually get up, have a cup of coffee, and, you know, get the stirring around. I get up very early. I usually get up about 5:30 or 6 because I own my own company and you know, time
no
to
rest for
make
the weary.
Things happen. Right.
Yeah. So I get it.
You know, normally what I'll normally do is I'll get up and I'll get – go and I've had migraines in the past and it's that medication doesn't help. Normally I just get up and I take usually take a BC powder. It's just a powder form of aspirin, and I guess it has caffeine in it as well.
Well,
and I don't know, maybe I'm just not getting enough rest or something. I'm not sure what direction to take, but I know I've got to address it in some manner. So.
Well, I think a couple of things can be happening. One, it could be your thyroid. That's pretty common to wake up with headaches on the frontal side of the head, and it fade out as the day goes on a little bit. That's pretty common with thyroid. If they do check your thyroid when you go in, which I suggest you do, make sure they look at what's called a TPO antibody. It's not really looked at a lot. Matter of fact, doctors will kind of look at the normal thyroid numbers, and if everything's okay, they won't dig a little deeper. But the TPO antibody is really one of those tests that shows if there's an autoimmune process going on with the thyroid, and it's underlying. A lot of times it'll just kind of be barely borderline, and we really won't have all the information, but it really gives a good indicator if there's a major issue that needs to be addressed. So just keep that in your back pocket. The other issue, too, is that it's happening on the left side. Many times when headaches happen on the left-hand side of the head, over the left eye, that can be a zinc deficiency many times. So, again, that's something you might want to look up on your own and kind of do some research on. That can be helpful. Knowing that you run your own business and the stress that comes along with that is pretty important, because just the undue stress with the economy and life and running it and the details that go along with that, I mean, that's enough within itself. So understanding that is important, and knowing that's a player, it's a key component. It can give you a headache more than just once a day, but you know, you enjoy it and that sort of thing. So that's a good thing. So, I mean, there's a catch-22 with it. But just know that the coffee and all that you drink in the morning, quick question, do you have to have it? Like, if you didn't, would you be dragging pretty hard, or does it make the headache go away?
No, it's more for my headache than it is for to wake me up in the morning. Usually the caffeine helps. So, if I get up and don't have a cup of coffee, I'm okay. You know, if I don't have a headache, I don't have to have it. But I don't drink more than just one cup. But
you eat breakfast?
Yes. Breakfast is my favorite meal.
What do you normally have?
I usually I have a pretty good breakfast because I have to get over. I'm also taking care of my parents, and I usually go over and I cook them. You know, we have eggs and toast or biscuits or something like that. We're from the South, so I fixed grits. All those good things for you. Bacon. Yeah, of course, we usually have bacon. So.
So you're taking care of your parents. Are they ill?
No, they're just in their early 80s, and you know, I'm their only daughter, so they live nearby, and I go by and check on them every day and fix breakfast for them and enjoy a few minutes with them before I have to tackle my day.
Yeah, that's really great, actually. Well, here's the thing. I would get the blood test done with your doctor. Go mention that to them. And that's okay. Just your regular family doctor, and that's a good place to go. Another good option, two options I think would be important, is to meet with someone that can do an evaluation nutritionally. Like, let's say your primary care doctor does your blood work, and they'll look at it. Someone needs to look at it from a nutritional perspective, because they're not going to look at it from that way. They're just going to look at it from a disease perspective, and that's just all we're trained to do. And so there are some really good dietitians and nutritionists out there that are well-trained to look at things from more a nutritional perspective, and that's kind of what they do. That would be good to figure out what you're deficient in, and that way you'll know kind of from, you know, foods to eat, supplements to take, all that. You'll have a game plan, not just kind of shooting in the dark and hoping for the best. But it'll be interesting to see what they say about the thyroid and also if there's a potential for a zinc deficiency there. I mean, those two things will be important. I'd probably, if you're having the headaches, probably a smart thing to cut out the coffee. And you might want to switch over to something like green tea. And it doesn't matter if you put in like 3 bags in 1 cup of green tea. It has a good amount of caffeine in it, so it'll replace what you're getting out of coffee. But it has components in the coffee bean itself that's why I don't like coffee that much, is because it's highly acidic, and for the most part, and it raises cortisol levels. Cortisol is a stress hormone. Not a good thing. You don't want cortisol to be raised a lot within the body, because it can cause all kinds of issues. It causes you to store body fat, destroys brain cells, destroys muscle tissue. Just not a great thing. So just a couple of things, you know, with that can be helpful for you, I think. And so those are two key components that you definitely want to look at. All right. But keep me posted on how that goes. There's no silver bullet, but it's about finding the root cause. And even I'll tell you something else that's really good for headaches, is going to see a chiropractic physician or a DO that still does a lot of manipulation on the spine. That really can be very powerful. And it's not just the end-all be-all, but because usually there's a nutritional component to it, but it really can be helpful. And if you've never gone that route, I would consider it. Do some research on it. It's not, you know, there's all kinds of ways to, and great doctors out there, but there's ways to do that. A lot of different techniques, I guess, a good way to put it, that can be very helpful. But I mean, there's a mouthful right there for you. But headaches can be uncomfortable, I know. And when you're trying to make it happen in your own business and do things like take care of your parents and you have all these responsibilities in life, you want to make sure that you're functioning at the highest level so that you can kind of be the best you that you can be. But you need a plan, and that's, you know, having a good game plan is vital. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is to get one. You know, whether it's listening to our Get Well University program that's got 8 CDs, it's got 8 hours to teach you kind of how to revamp your whole health, lifestyle from A to Z, whatever. You just need a plan. You get a plan, follow it, get some coaches or some doctors around you that can kind of take you by the hand, because it's just like your business. You know, you can go in and you can do everything. I don't know what kind of business it is, but you can do everything. Do the books, you can serve the people, you can do all of that and run yourself ragged, or you can build a team around you that can help you do things you can never do on your own. Same with healthcare. And I see too many people that just tries to figure it out on their own. So I'm glad you called. Keep me posted on how things go. We'll be right back. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, "Honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head." And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. her. So within 48 hours, he was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Remember, you can make changes, but only you can take responsibility for your health. I can't do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones, your husband, your wife, cousins, your kissing cousins, nobody can take responsibility for your health, but you got to step up. You got to make some changes. Here are some tips that the American Council on Exercise offers as guidelines. Drink plenty of water before, during, and after exercise. Don't exercise as vigorously as you normally do, especially during the first few days of hotter weather. Pay attention to factors other than temperature, including humidity, and exercise early in the morning or late in the evening to beat the hottest temperatures. Amen to that. Wear lightweight clothing that fits loosely and listen to your body and take rest when you need it. It's all about listening to the body, figuring out what your body needs and just listening to it. A lot of people don't know how to listen, but it comes with time and you typically can figure it out. You can go online, shoot me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. And also check out our wellness provider network. Got a great providers that have grown around the country, all this nutrition, lifestyle, and wellness-based care that we talk about here on the show. Let's go to Paul right now. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to chat with you.
Sure.
I'm a 60-year-old male, fairly active, swim like three times a week, fairly good diet, not certainly a perfect diet, but I have high cholesterol, and that's resulted in a buildup of plaque in my carotid arteries. And so what I'm wondering about are natural approaches to reduce this or to control it better. I've tried numerous statins, and my body just does not agree with statins.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, it's one of those things where, I mean, some people can handle them, and you can try different ones, and some people's body gets the aches and the pains, and it just doesn't work real well. And there's some options. I mean, what is your cholesterol run right now, typically?
It's about 220.
Okay. And are you eating, what does your diet look like?
Well, I drink a lot of zero-fat milk. I do a fair amount of fruits.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
This morning I had papaya and a bowl of cereal and some yogurt.
Okay. Yogurt flavored or plain?
No, it was flavored. It was.
Yeah. So you got tons of sugar and carbohydrates in that meal. Okay, what did you have for lunch?
Lunch, I had a tuna fish sandwich.
Okay. So you got the bread, and which is going to create a lot of issues with gluten, especially in the digestive tract. And you're going to have, so whenever you have a lot of blood sugar floating around the body, you create higher levels of triglycerides and you affect cholesterol, especially if you're not getting a lot of the healthy good fats and cut down on the carbs. Are you doing any kind of snacks in between meals?
Yeah, the only snacks I'm doing between meals are like Zone energy bars.
Yeah, okay. Well, the only negative about that, and I'm not a big fan because they're full of soy protein, and the soy protein will lower your testosterone, which you don't need at all, and will raise your estrogen levels, which causes you to store more body fat.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to avoid soy like the plague if you're a male, big time. All right, so that's just another tidbit. Yeah, I mean, your diet is going to be important, and the two keys for you is avoiding grains for the most part. You can do them every now and then, just don't make it a regular habit. So the breads and the pastas and the cereals and the crackers and that kind of thing. That all is important for the most part. But a big key for cholesterol is maintaining good healthy fats in the diet. So your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, avocados, your fish oils, all of those are extremely beneficial for helping with good cholesterol levels. Vitamin E plays a big role, too, with helping with lowering the LDLs, which are the bad guys. And red yeast rice is really good for helping maintain healthy HDL levels, which those are the good guys. And keeping all of that in balance can be a real key and can be very helpful for what you're dealing with. yeah, I mean, statin drugs, if the doctor has you on it and wants you on it, you want to consider that, because I don't like to ever go against, you know, what somebody's doctor's telling them, only because, you know, I wouldn't want somebody telling me that if I had put someone on somebody on something. It's just not cool. So it's just not a good courtesy type thing. So I don't just say that too. A lot of people think I just say that for disclaimers and all, but I really do mean it. And, you know, so if they said that and your body's not doing well in it, you want to talk to them. Doctors are really good, even if you have, like, let's say you want to do vitamin E and registrice and all the stuff we're talking about. Okay, let's say you make a decision. You're saying, hey, I've done some research. Sounds good to me. Makes sense. You want to go to them and say, hey, here's the game plan. This is what I want to do. Will you monitor me, please? Let's do my blood work every 8 weeks and see what happens. You know, that's the kind of relationship you want to have with them. But I'll tell you this, for cholesterol, another big player in this, getting your carbohydrate levels, and you don't have to get them out of your diet. You want at least 30-35% of your diet in good, healthy carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables. But one big key are eggs, and whole eggs are phenomenal at helping with cholesterol levels. Matter of fact, the choline and lecithin that's in the egg yolk have been proven, and we know helps to manage cholesterol levels from just a complete natural perspective and from our food supply. So it might be something worth reading a little bit about and looking into. All right, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. It puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.